What's up, people? Welcome to Life on Levels with Wes. This is the very first episode of my podcast. As promised, I had dropped a trailer earlier this week saying I'm going to drop the first episode on Saturday. So today is Saturday and this is the first episode of Life on Levels. So if you're here because you were expecting it from the trailer, shout out to you. You're the best. Thank you for being consistent with me as early days as it is. If you're here for the first time, thank you as well for being here. Hope to keep seeing you again and again, and I hope that you keep listening and tuning in. So before we get into the serious stuff and what we wanted to talk about, yesterday I ran into something. I ran into a post by Shiko Mwerure, and she was offering a listening ear for men at a standard fee of 5,000 pob for 1 hour. And as fallacious as that sounds, yes, that triggered me. Like, I got triggered and I made a reactionary video to that, and I almost got compelled to make the first episode of Life on Levels a reaction to that. But I thought, you know what, let me start with a sort of an icebreaker, ease people into the podcast, so that when we get to talking to the serious stuff, y'all will have gotten used to, you know, the basic stuff. And so yeah, I figured I'll do that episode sometime next week on Saturday. Of course I'll do it. I'll react, I'm letting it play out, see how things are gonna go, how people are gonna comment, how Kenyans on Twitter are gonna react to that throughout the week, and then we're gonna make the reaction. We're gonna talk about it on a broader perspective. I'm looking forward to hearing from you guys about that issue. So yeah, now to the thing we were supposed to talk about. This is a story of something that happened to me back when I was in my first year of campus. So yeah, it's more of a story time. So basically, for a little bit of background, I go to Africa Nazarene University. That's where I study. So I got admitted 2 weeks later than everybody else. So I was still caught in between doing music and doing what I'm currently doing. So that's why I got late. So when you get late to a campus, you miss the orientation. Like, nobody takes you around with the classes. Nobody tells you where to find this, where to find that. So basically, I was late. I didn't know nothing, and I had to figure out things on my own. I didn't even have friends. And also a consequence of that, because I was staying within school, I was not booked a room with my peers. I was given the room that was remaining, and the room that was remaining was with a bunch of guys who are in their final year. These guys had one class. They literally had one class per week, and that class was Monday 8 to 11. So you can tell the kind of people I was living with. These guys were fun, but obviously not the best company for a first year, that is. So I was given that room. The rest of my peers were in rooms together, so they would go to meals together, they would go to class together, so they had it pretty much figured out. So I used to do things on my own. And for anybody who knows me, knows that confidence has never really been a problem for me as a result of my upbringing. Shout out to my parent for that. But kuna vitu zio happen kwa life, and no matter how confident you are, you have to stop for a minute and think, whoa, did that just happen to me? So yeah, as much as I'm confident and that I have a handle on basically a lot of things that hit me, really, this one got me questioning myself. It kind of taught me the first lesson about levels of life. So basically what happened is, the two roommates that I mentioned earlier, they had another friend. He used to live in the same hostel, but different room, but neighboring. So I used to see a lot of him. He would come to our room, he would chill with his friends, and they'd be talking their own stuff, you know, like making inside jokes. And now you're just the awkward first year there who doesn't get the joke. But it was what it was. So I got used to him a lot, yeah? So for purposes of this episode, we'll call him Shah. So let me describe Shah to you. Shah was this guy who was kind of reserved. He didn't talk much, gave you awkward looks if he didn't know you. If you're in America, he's the kind of guy you would call the school shooter, because, you know, socially awkward, doesn't talk much, gives you funny looks. See where I'm going with this? So, and oh yeah, Sha used to wear one jumper. It wasn't dirty, but you knew it was just that one jumper. So he wasn't really much of a bad guy, just that I didn't know him at first. So by virtue of living with guys who are a cut over me in school, we got to hang out with Sha and we got to getting along. So me and him got along just fine, and sometimes I would find that even minus my roommates, we'd hang out with Sha. So in his room he had this like legit good system. Like it was like a music boomer. So I used to go there a lot to chill with him, listen to music and all that. So a twist to this is that Sha was like legit a baller. Sha alikuwa na pesa kama mwizi. So this guy, he's the kind of guys who will say, shida siyo pesa, shida ni matumizi, like there ain't never going to be enough expenses for me to run through my money. He was that guy. So this particular event that made me question myself, one time I'm going to chill in his house, in his room rather, and then we just seated there, we're ninning. So he unboxes his iPhone, like iPhone ilitokea kama last week Friday, and then he unboxes it here, and then he tells me, yeah, you know what, I've just bought this phone, I don't know how to use it. I'm trying to figure that out right now. So it's brand new, like he bought it almost immediately. This was the same guy, like at a previous time, he bought headphones, came with them to the room, didn't like them, and asked me outrightly, like just as if it's a passing thing, and he's like, do you want these headphones? I'm like, what do you mean? You just bought these headphones. And he's like, I know, but I'm not going to go all the way back to town to return them. They're not all that. They're not what I expected. So I was like, are you serious? So yeah, he like just legit gave me headphones just like that, and they were very expensive, I can tell you that. So you can already tell how much or where he ranks in terms of how much money he has. So we unbox the iPhone and then we get to using it. So we are using it, we're using it. He sets it up, it's working fine. So now I was holding his phone. He was doing other things in the room, and then a message pops up. And obviously I'm gonna look because I'm holding his phone. So it reads, it's a confirmed M-Pesa message, and it's like, you have received 70,000, blah 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 blah. So I'm like, okay. I didn't say anything at first because I was like, ah. Then like 2 minutes later, you have received 55,000. I was like, wait, what? So me, I assumed, because like when I got into campus, I hadn't sikuwa nimezoea kuona pesa mingi pamoja until I started paying my own school fees, and that's when I started getting to see a lot of money. So I automatically thought that this was the same amount of money for his school fees, because for a self-sponsored student in my school, that's around the same much you pay, 100 and something thousand. So me, I tell him, yo, sure, pesa ya school fees imeingia. Then he's like, ati kamwambia pesa ya school fees imeingia, and he's like, wait, ebu ni cheki. So he takes this phone, looks at the M-Pesa messages, because I didn't look at the name who had sent him the money. I just saw the amount. So that's 125,000 in his account. So he takes a look, smiles, and then tells me, you guy, is his school fees. And I was like, ati? So I'm like, wait, what could this be that sees school fees? You live in school, you don't live outside, so you're not paying rent. Your school fees is paid at the very beginning of the term. So si ati unatumiwa school fees. So si school fees and si rent unapewa, like what is this money for? So this guy had this funny way of laughing, you know, like I don't know, I can't call it, ilikuwa kicheko ya madharau, but it was one of those condescending laughters. So he smirked a bit, made that condescending laughter, and then he was like, see school fees. Kamuzoke, okay, explain to me how then you have 125,000 in your account. I was legit curious. Like I didn't get the hint that he was trying not to talk about it. So this guy tells me, okay, fine. Kwetu, when you like go through circumcision, like my dad gives you lori, like anakupatianga lori mbili. So let's just stop right there for a second. Let's just pause. So the way I know how circumcision works, like you're given something to transition you from a boy into a man, like something from our place, it's like a house. It has a name in Kikuyu, but for the sake of my non-Kikuyu speaking people, I'm not going to mention that name, but it's like what? It's like a cube. Let's call it a cube. Yeah, it's like a cube. So you're given a cube. It's not a permanent residence, but it's to show you now you have your own space, you know? So that's what I'm used to. Like, I know guys get things. I've seen people get cars too, but lorry, this was new. And then he goes on to say, ni lorry ile ya mguu 32, the big one, like the trailer. So I'm like, wait, so like you got circumcised, you got two lorries. Okay. Fine. What about it? So he tells me that now what happens is mzae aezi nipea do yote. My parent cannot, my dad cannot give me all the money. Sita soma. So niko like, okay, so you want to tell me like already umse atakupea pesa yote, but it's that much. And he's like, yeah, yeah. Like, he gives me a percentage of what the lorries have transacted business-wise. So, sorry about that interruption. So, yeah. Now, your boy is out here shocked. Already, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. Like, me, I'm just shocked. Because if this is not the full amount, how much exactly is the full amount? And now the money in question, and itafanya usisome, I didn't understand. So, me already, confidence shanza kukua dented. I'm like, tuko dunia moja. We are living in the same goddamn world. And we're in the same school, using the same facilities. Hey, your man's is shook. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. So I'm just standing there looking at him. And then I give him this blank stare, like, please continue. So he tells me that the reason, like, apart from the fact that the dad cannot give him the entire sum amount of money, is that that money is supposed to be saved until he is old enough. Mind you, umse ako fourth year. By old enough, I think he must have meant akimaliza shule. So, like, when he's old enough, he can manage his entire finances. So, nikamuliza, bro, let me just ask. How many transactions do you get, say, in a month? Ananiambia, And he said this in the most casual way, in the most non-braggy way. He was just talking to me. He told me, on a good month, maybe 3, but on a slow month, kama moja. Like, so I have to manage what I have in between that month. I was like, okay. So you have 125,000. So by 3, I'm not good at math, by the way. So I'll just round it off to 120. So you have 360,000 on a good month. On a slow month, 120,000. And that's just your pocket change. And it's like, pretty much. Mi nilianza tu kucheka. I was like, hey, enyewe kuna watu wanaishi na kuna watu mmekuja kuzindikisha watu wengine hii dunia. Because I was like, wait, I can't even imagine. So now here's the mistake people start making. You start comparing yourselves. So uko like, sasa kama wewe already your life is set up, like, why are you even here? So now this one was not in my inside voice. I had to ask him. I was like, dude, if you're already set up for life, mbona basi unasoma? Why are you studying? So this guy legit tells me the reason why I'm studying is so that when I become a businessman, people don't start saying I'm an illiterate businessman. What? So umse anasoma degree, like an insurance policy to prove he went to school. I was like, dude, you're already rich enough to pay someone to do your degree. Why don't you just do it? Like, siwende tu nunue degree when you're 21. No, you already have the money. And he's like, ah, pana, sanda kwa nafanya nini yote imeote. So I was like, okay, so you legit are given just 4 years, you go to school. Like, hey, lazima upitie, it's like a phase, like kila mtu lazima apitie. So I was like, ata uko shule kusoma. I'm like, ah, yapana. Nope. And do you even care what you get in class? Akaniambia hapana, mimi hata nikikosa naweza, nikichoka naweza kosa kwenda class the whole week. So I was like, weh. So now this is the point of this whole story, people. The point is, I questioned myself a lot that day. And I was like, me, I'm here studying my degree as a plan A. Fine, I can have businesses on the side. That's fine. But those businesses are meant to complement and facilitate my degree. But here now, you're living with someone in the same area, in the same, like, you're using the same facilities with this person. And this person is studying their degree as a plan C. Ata yo sijui kani plan C. Maybe plan, let's go with plan F. So this person is studying their degree as a plan F, and you are in the same competitive world. So for a moment there, I remember feeling like, for a moment I felt like, not useless per se, I felt helpless. I was like, if I'm supposed to compete with this person on a fair playing field, how exactly am I supposed to do that? So I sat there and I was like, okay. After much thought, like I thought about it, like Illinident, have you ever been mad at someone but you have no reason to be mad at them? Like, umekasirika tu, una feel some type of way, you're feeling some type of way towards this person, but really, it's not their fault, and you can't really fault them, because like I said, nobody sends an application to get born a particular place, so why was I mad? So mimi nikaangalia, nikajita kamkutano, there's something you say, you call yourself for a meeting and you talk to your different personas, so I'm like, why are we mad? Mbona tumekasirika? So, that's when I figured things, eh? That's what the first time, this sounds cliche, but that's when I figured it out. Life is generally not about a race. It's like a marathon, and people peak at different times. Kuna mwenye will start strong, there is that person who will catch up in the middle, there is that person who has that last breath, you know. So, that's where I got my comfort about. That's the first lesson I learned about life on levels. I was like, there is always going to be a different level that you're on and someone else is on. And the problem comes in when you try to match that level of someone else. You don't know their background, you don't know what they're about, you don't know aujui kitu kuwahusu. You're just trying to match up because you're in the same situation with them. And in this case, the situation is school. So for anybody that's listening to me out there, you just know if you're in a situation where your self-confidence or your self-esteem has ever been dented because of someone you're looking at, just know that's not your life. Where you are too, you have your own race to run, you have your own marathon, and you'll peak at the best time for you. So don't go out comparing yourselves with other people, because legitimately, if I did compare myself with these people, these were the kinds of people who after class they would wait for Wednesday, and then I don't understand why they used to like betting. They had enough money, they didn't need money. But they used to love to bet, analyzing bets the whole week. So it would get to Thursday, these guys leave school. Mutapatana nao tena Sunday jioni. So I remember, story for another day, but I remember if I had like totally compared myself with these people, if I had said that, this life, like I try to fit in with them, I would have, you lose your way. And I know that happens in so many spectrums of life. I know it happens to people in work. You go to work, you find someone has already set themselves up with a car. And then now you try to take loans to buy a car. And the truth about it is, umse, alipewa hii gari maybe na bwanake, alipewa hii gari maybe na the father, decided my child is not going to panda a mat to go to work. And you're out here trying to run with this person so that you all drive to work. So guys, Life always is going to have levels, like I said. I don't want to repeat myself. And all guys, remember, run your own race. Just run your own race. Yeah. So I think I'm going to end it there. And if you're new again, I hope to see you. Thank you for tuning in. And remember, catch me next week. I'll be reacting to that post by Shiko Mwirore. Hopefully it will have played out to its end, and we'll be talking about that. So about this episode, if you agree with me, if you disagree with me, if you have an opinion, if you have a story, I've already given you my socials. You could drop me a voice note right here, or you could follow me on Instagram at It's J West, on Twitter at It's J West, at on Facebook at Wesley Jeff. You can DM me, you can shoot me a message, and yeah, I'll be expecting to hear from you if you have something to say. So till next week, peace.